Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi everyone! Happy Olympics Day! The Olympic Games are finally here, and so I wanted to bring you a special bonus episode featuring two-time Olympic medalist, Lori Hernandez. I just love any event that brings the whole world together. You know, everyone out there in all different countries is watching it, and the fanfare is epic! Those 5 multicolored rings have been on my mind this summer. And speaking of rings... I got engaged last weekend! I got down on one knee and proposed to the love of my life, Cassie. Every one of these episodes is dedicated to her in a way because she is the embodiment of kindness and teaches me how to be a better person every single day. I believe I said something like that when I was down on one knee, but honestly, I blacked out. And it's okay because she said that she did too. Apparently, she said, duh. Which, I don't know if you're going to get an answer, I think that's a pretty great one. So now I'm the luckiest guy in the world. In fact, I feel like I just won gold. Of course, this episode isn't about me, it's all about our guest, Lori, and you guys learning from her. But I couldn't resist telling you, so thank you for listening. If you guys want the full story, let me know on social media at Art of Kindness Pod or at Rob Peter Paul. Maybe I'll do a mini episode on the story. It was definitely a journey, and the most rewarding one at that. Today's guest is Lori Hernandez. She is a 2-time Olympic medalist, earning a gold and silver medal at the Olympic Games Rio 2016 as part of the Final 5 U.S. Women's Gymnastics team. During a break from competition, she authored 2 books, both New York Times bestsellers, by the way, and appeared on Dancing with the Stars, among many other amazing ventures. Lori discusses her amazing collaboration with Team Lily, her kindness checklist, which everyone should definitely write down, I know I did, and much more. She is a beacon of light, and I just know you're going to enjoy this special episode. Without further ado, please welcome our guest, Lori Hernandez. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, same here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm a Jersey boy and a Gemini. So I'm extra pumped. I know there's like 20 people here right now between both of us.
There's at least 4.
Yeah, at least 4. I did the math. Since you are such a positive person and always seem to really lead with kindness, which I admire so much, I would love to know, what does the word kindness mean to you?
Ooh, the word kindness means to make sure that you're going out of your way to help other people, but also to take care of yourself. I think kindness is remembering the little things.
I love that.
That's so true. Growing up, as you started gymnastics and your amazing career, looking back, do you remember a moment of kindness or a random act of kindness that changed your life?
Yeah. I mean, I had so many moments, but I remember there was one time I had a really bad workout and I came home and I was sad. And my dad took me to go get ice cream just because he knows that that's like my favorite.
What flavor is your
jam? Cookies and cream. I've been a cookies and cream kid since God knows how long.
Wow. I dig that.
Yeah.
I love with Froyo where you can like crush up the Oreos and like make it the bottom.
Yeah. It's either an Oreo like cup or it's a smoothie or a milkshake.
I like the way you roll. And I'm glad you brought up your dad because that leads perfectly into your new collaboration with Lily. Your latest venture seems to really showcase your relationship and how you're inspiring him, which I think is so cool. Can you just tell me a little bit about your partnership with Team Lily and how it came about?
Yeah. I mean, being partnered with Lily is absolutely wonderful. It's me, it's seven athletes, that, you know, in total, and it's either, self or a loved one who is impacted with disease. And my dad has type two. And so that's kind of where I come in. And I get to just talk about him and raise him up and talk about how supportive he's been and kind of his journey with type two. He pricks his finger and would check his blood sugar. And my grandma had type one, so she would do shots every day. And it was just interesting to see that representation of people kind of consistently checking in with themselves and taking care of themselves. And I think it really helped my athletic career in terms of like checking in with myself and actively taking care of myself. So,
And I think it's really beautiful that you've been so outspoken about how your parents support you so strongly, and now you can in turn support them. There's just something so beautiful about that.
Yeah, it definitely feels good to kind of mirror that for sure.
Yeah. And do you have any advice for people out there in your position who are dealing with a parent, you know, who is sick or going through something? Do you have any advice for how they can support them, but also take care of themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, definitely taking time to take care of yourself and check in with yourself and have somebody to talk to is very important. I think in terms of a loved one, or if we're kind of angled towards diabetes, I think just making sure that we're being really non-judgmental and not holding people to certain standards, like, oh, should you be eating that? Or like, oh, can you do that? Like, they know. Like, because if not, unfortunately, something very wrong will happen. Like, they know. I assure you, they know what they're doing. Like, so just kind of giving them the space to do that. Or like, if they go and like are having cookies and ice cream, like, just let them have it. Like, don't, you know, if that's their choice, and just making sure that on the outside that we're being as supportive as possible and letting them know, like, we're here for you no matter what, lows, highs, like, we will always have your back.
Yeah, that's great advice. Am I the only one who gets amped up after watching the Olympics? Like, full on darts out of the house thinking I can do a marathon or freestyle through the pool lanes like Michael Phelps? While I'm not going to participate in the games anytime soon, I feel like I can thanks to my morning beverage of choice, Super Coffee. Made with ingredients that are great tasting and great for you, Super Coffee leaves me feeling like an Olympian, and I'm not just saying that. Super Coffee combines the caffeine from 2 cups of coffee with protein and healthy fats to give you hours of focused energy with no jitters or crash. Plus, they just launched their Add Something Positive campaign to bring positive energy and happiness to the world, giving them a gold medal in my book. My pals at Super Coffee worked out an exclusive deal for you, Art of Kindness podcast listeners. Receive 25% off your entire first purchase at drinksupercoffee.com/AOK by using code AOK25 at checkout. That's AOK25. They have so many amazing flavors that I recommend trying one of the variety packs to start. You won't regret it. And remember that by supporting our sponsors, you're supporting our show. Thank you. I feel like you've always just seemed like such a supportive person. You've always appeared to be a big ray of sunshine. So it was no surprise that you have this new project and so many other projects in the works. And you've been on Dancing with the Stars. You've written a book. The list goes on. It's like, wow, you just put out so much joy and you seem to get a lot back. I remember hearing at one point when I was researching, you said that you showed up for an event. It might've been in 2016 when you had an extra crazy year. And someone said, not to you, but made a complaint being like, oh, she's not as bubbly as I thought she'd be. First of all, rude. But I think that brings up an interesting point that we kind of just touched on with the duality of kindness, how you have to find the balance between really being kind to yourself, but also making other people, you know, happy sometimes. But especially for you, who's still so young, you know, you should be having fun. Do you have any advice for striking that balance?
I do think kind of exactly what you said, like kindness is a balance. And that includes setting boundaries for yourself. Like that is being kind to yourself. That is respecting who you are and your feelings, and giving them value when unfortunately other people may not hold that same value for you and hold space for that. And that's where those boundaries come in. So, you know, when I was really young, hearing like, oh, she's not as bubbly as we thought she was going to be. And that kind of unfortunately being my like brand, I hate saying that, but like my brand or what people know me as, It was really difficult because I started to get burnt out and I couldn't uphold this figure that I naturally felt at the Olympics. You know, it was coming out left and right. And I think that's why people got so excited, but then that's what people expected of me. And that's not healthy at all. You know, I can look back on that and be like, y'all are wild for that. So it's like, you know, this teenager who's working and having an off day, and to kind of mention something like that, it's just, again, that's where like a boundary for me would come in and say, listen, like I'm doing the best that I can. Like I know me as a person, like I'm not being rude. Like I'm not, it's just that this expectation you had of me was not met. And that is not my problem to uphold it. Mm. My job is to make sure that I can hang out with these kids today and I get to teach them gymnastics and I can connect with them. And hopefully that is your expectation of me.
Yeah.
You know? So that definitely was huge, a big moment.
And that's so healthy that you can come to that conclusion. And just the two things
now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm sure that it takes a lot of work, right?
Yeah. As soon as I heard that, I was like, well, okay, cool. Ouch.
But you said two amazing things there in total, which I think people listening can really learn from, just knowing yourself and who you are, and then also instilling boundaries, which are like instrumental. Do you have, I guess, a role model? Since you are a role model, I would love to know who your role model is in either the entertainment industry or the sports world, where you just think that person, man, they handle things so gracefully.
Ooh, I have like countless options.
We have countless time. I'm just kidding. I know we don't.
Oh boy. I'm going to go ahead and say like my parents. Cheesy answer. No, it's one that everybody expects, but like my mom is such a saint and a social worker and is constantly helping other people. And my dad is stubborn at times. And I think that's a really important balance to have. People, I think, see stubborn as a thing, but like, that's definitely a big part of like my drive as an athlete to keep doing things, is because I want more and I want better. And I, you know, I had to watch that from somewhere. So the balance of helping other people, but also like putting my foot down and knowing what I want, I think that's been really important.
That's so cool. I've never heard an answer like that, being stubborn. I'm going to look at it a whole new way now. So what's your advice for people struggling right now and maybe not being able to be kind to themselves because they don't either have the coping mechanisms or they don't really accept who they are?
My advice would be to go down a checklist and see when the last time you ate was. When was the last time you had a good like sleep? When was the last time you went outside? When was the last time you like called someone or connected with a person? When was the last time you showered and like took care of yourself? Go through that checklist and then ask yourself again what the problem is, because I guarantee you the problem will probably change. And it's actually something much deeper than just I'm tired.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to kind of get started, I think. There's going to be off days. And I think being lenient with yourself and giving yourself grace in those moments, like that is being kind to yourself. And knowing that being hard on yourself works for some instances, but when you're really like going through it, that's when you need the most grace and kindness, and you need that from yourself, because so many people can tell you that, but unless you really feel that way about yourself, it might not hit as hard. And that's not to say, like, you know, sometimes you hear that thing of like, you have to learn to love yourself before anybody else can love you. Mm. I call complete, like, absolutely not on that. I think that's great. I love the concept of being independent, but I do think that people will come into your life and teach you how to love you, because maybe that's a version of love that you were not raised to see or to look at. So just accepting that from everywhere, including yourself, is very important.
That is beautiful. Well, I'm going to go run through that checklist right now and maybe eat something. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. I think you're awesome, and just keep putting all that light out into the world.
Oh, thank you so much.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. What a treat to have Lori. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat. I hope you all write down her kindness checklist and start going through that when you're feeling down. Lori's sweet story, pun intended, about her dad taking her for ice cream inspired today's kindness tip, which is to randomly bring a treat to your loved one. This means to bring home your spouse's favorite ice cream, or bring your friend's favorite piece of candy to your next hangout, or surprise your mom with a box of your favorite cookies from the local bakery. My nanny taught me to never show up anywhere empty-handed, so whether it's a little candy bar, or a thank you note, or a newspaper article clipping that I think they might enjoy, I like to bring things to people. Treating others can be like treating yourself, because it feels so good to give. As this summer stretches on and heats up, think about how you can give to someone else every day. No act of kindness is too small. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be a-okay.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.